September 30th. Yesterday we walked for 11 hours of rough up and down, and this morning the delicate porter who plays fig leaf music has disappeared. Jangbu, the head Sherpa, replaces him in Jijan with an old Magar named Bim Bahadur, a crook-legged veteran of the Gurkha regiments who goes barefoot in huge shorts. Our Sherpa porter, Tuktan, is also a Gurkha veteran, and he and Bim Bahadur are soon companions, since Tuktan, perhaps because he took a porter's job or for reasons not yet clear, is kept at a subtle distance by the younger Sherpas. Tuktan might be 35 or 53. His face is ageless. Whereas Jangbu, Futsering the cook, and the two camp assistants, Gyaltsen and Dawa, are all in their early 20s. In his knickers and high sneakers, Gyaltsen looks like a schoolboy and has, in fact, brought tattered schoolbooks with him. The route from Gijan goes west along a mountain ridge to a high point with a view of four deep valleys. Below, a woman sits in a window frame of old carved birds. The Modia River is crossed on a wooden bridge with chain rail. The bridge sways and creaks over gray torrents that rush down from the Annapurna glaciers to the north. A rice-filled path follows narrow dikes worn to grease by human feet. A mist along the mountains, heavy heat. The green rice, red huts, the red clothes of the women point up the darkness of these valleys. Away from the rivers, a rooster's cry cracks the still air, or an outraged human voice, a woman ranting at her buffalo, gone brooding in the pines, or the vacant laugh of a crazy man echoing outward toward the mountains. Sun in the wings of dragonflies over a meadow still in shadow. A dove calls from the secrets of the mountains. Now Machu Picchu rises, a halo of cloud wisps spun in a tight whorl around the pinnacle. Unlike the other peaks of the Annapurna Massif, Machu Picchu remains pristine, not because it is impregnable. It was climbed to within 50 feet of the summit in 1957, but because it set foot on